the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 174. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Today we'll read Joshua chapter 7 from the New Living Translation. Let's begin. Joshua chapter 7. But Israel violated the instructions about the things set apart for the Lord. A man named Achan had stolen some of these dedicated things, so the Lord was very angry with the Israelites. Achan was the son of Carmi, a descendant of Zimri, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah. Joshua sent some of his men from Jericho to spy out the town of Ai, east of Bethel, near Beth-Aven. When they returned, they told Joshua, "There's no need for all of us to go up there. It won't take more than 2,000 or 3,000 men to attack Ai. Since there are so few of them, don't make all our people struggle to go up there." So approximately 3,000 warriors were sent, but they were soundly defeated. The men of Ai chased the Israelites from the town gate as far as the quarries, and they killed about 36 who were retreating down the slope. The Israelites were paralyzed with fear at this turn of events, and their courage melted away. Joshua and the elders of Israel tore their clothing in dismay, threw dust on their heads, and bowed face down to the ground before the ark of the Lord until evening. Then Joshua cried out, "O sovereign Lord, why did you bring us across the Jordan River if you are going to let the Amorites kill us? If only we had been content to stay on the other side. Lord, what can I say now that Israel has fled from its enemies? For when the Canaanites and all the other people living in the land hear about it, they will surround us and wipe our name off the face of the earth. And then what will happen to the honor of your great name?" But the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why are you lying on your face like this? Israel has sinned and broken my covenant. They have stolen some of the things that I commanded must be set apart for me, and they have not only stolen them, but have lied about it and hidden the things among their own belongings. That is why the Israelites are running from their enemies in defeat. For now, Israel itself has been set apart for destruction. I will not remain with you any longer unless you destroy the things among you that were set apart for destruction. Get up, command the people to purify themselves in preparation for tomorrow. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Hidden among you, O Israel, are things set apart for the Lord. You will never defeat your enemies until you remove these things from among you. In the morning you must present yourselves by tribes, and the Lord will point out the tribe to which the guilty man belongs. That tribe must come forward with its clans, and the Lord will point out the guilty clan. That clan will then come forward, and the Lord will point out the guilty family. Finally, each member of the guilty family must come forward one by one. The one who has stolen what was set apart for destruction will himself be burned with fire, along with everything he has, for he has broken the covenant of the Lord and has done a horrible thing in Israel." Early the next morning, Joshua brought the tribes of Israel before the Lord, and the tribe of Judah was singled out. Then the clans of Judah came forward, and the clan of Zerah was singled out. Then the families of Zerah came forward, and the family of Zimri was singled out. Every member of Zimri's family was brought forward, person by person, and Achan was singled out. Then Joshua said to Achan, "My son, give glory to the Lord, the God of Israel, by telling the truth. Make your confession and tell me what you have done. Don't hide it from me." Achan replied, "It is true, I have sinned against the Lord, the God of Israel. Among the plunder, I saw a beautiful robe from Babylon, 200 silver coins, and a bar of gold weighing more than a pound. I wanted them so much that I took them. They are hidden in the ground beneath my tent, with the silver buried deeper than the rest." So Joshua sent some men to make a search. They ran to the tent and found the stolen goods hidden there, just as Achan had said, with the silver buried beneath the rest. They took the things from the tent and brought them to Joshua and all the Israelites. Then they laid them on the ground in the presence of the Lord. Then Joshua and all the Israelites took Achan, the silver, the robe, the bar of gold, his sons, daughters, cattle, donkeys, sheep, goats, tent, and everything he had, and they brought them to the valley of Achor. Then Joshua said to Achan, "Why have you brought trouble on us? The Lord will now bring trouble on you." And all the Israelites stoned Achan and his family and burned their bodies. They piled a great heap of stones over Achan, which remains to this day. This is why the place has been called the Valley of Trouble ever since. So the Lord was no longer angry. May God bless the reading of His Word. The first word of today's chapter is but. Whenever we see that, but, we need to remember what the previous statement was, because but is a word that ties two thoughts together. If I say to you, but I'm going to have a snack, you don't really know the full meaning of that statement. I might have said, I just ate, or I'm late for an appointment, or I'm on a diet, or dinner is in 15 minutes, or any number of other things. Each one of those opening statements gives a bit of a different flavor to my, but I'm going to have a snack, statement. Here in Joshua 7, we have to go back to the last sentence of Joshua 6, which read, So the Lord was with Joshua, and his reputation spread throughout the land. And the first sentence of Joshua 7 was, But Israel violated the instructions about the things set apart for the Lord. And then the story of what happened unfolds. We see that the sin of one man ignited God's wrath against the entire nation. You've heard the phrase, no man is an island? That fact is shown to be true here. Our secret sins, even if we think they don't affect anyone, are seen by God, and they do affect others, our families, our churches, our communities, our nation. The fact that Joshua was committed to doing what was right in God's sight was evident by the fact that he was willing to tear his clothes and lie face down on the ground before the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of God, until the evening. And then God told Joshua what the problem was and how Joshua could address it. As the narrowing down process went forward, Achan had every opportunity to step forward and confess. The fact that he didn't do that sealed his fate. It wasn't until God revealed that this was the one that he confessed and told the details of his sin. Note that he knew that all of the plunder was to go to the Lord, but when he saw that Babylonian robe, he allowed himself to begin thinking about how beautiful it was. And that led to coveting it, and then the silver and the gold. His sin began like all others, not in the seeing, but in the rolling it over in his mind, imagining himself owning it. Friend, whenever we're tempted, the safest thing we can do is not to try to fight it, but to run. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, Flee from sexual immorality. 2 Timothy 2:22 says, Flee the evil desires of youth. Ecclesiastes 21:2 says, Flee from sin as from the face of a serpent. You get the message? The thing to do is not fight sin, but to flee it. Remove yourself from the temptation. Get out of there. This chapter is rich with lessons for us today, and I've only scratched the surface, but such is the joy of studying the Word of God. I encourage you to dig in for yourself. Of course, comments are welcome on the show notes page at lifespringmedia.com. Just search for this episode, number 174. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb.